From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. The great philosopher Socrates said the unexamined life is not worth living, and who are we to argue with a guy who could rock a toga like that? So this week we're going to examine some recent visits with celebrity guests.
You might argue that this is really just an excuse to take the week off. We say, well, what do you think Socrates was after? The Athenians sentenced him to death, but at least he didn't have to go into the office.
So, this week, while we're getting ready to travel to Berkeley, California for two shows, next week we're focusing on people who examine our lives and their lives only to make fun of them, namely comedians. We're going to begin with a prime example, comedian Dennis Leary, who joined us here at the theater in December of 2008, along with Mo Rocca, Adam Felber, and Kyrie O'Connor. So why We Suck, a feel-good book for a feel-good time?
Yeah, the subtitle is A Feel-Good Guide to Staying Fat, Loud, Lazy, and Stupid.
Right.
So it's really for all of us.
I think so.
I don't think I left anybody out.
No, but your theory, your book does not seem to imply that any American needs advice on how to do that, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a little trip through. It talks about why we're great and then all the things that we need, I think, a little touch-up on.
Really?
Like skinny jeans are for skinny people. I apparently, that's just lost on most of the population in this country.
Right.
Most of the people that are wearing them look like they jumped out of a 15-story window and landed in the jeans and then never took the jeans off. Meanwhile, the skinny people are wearing the hip-hop baggy jeans with the underwear showing. So all we got to do is really flip that. You know what I mean?
Are you worried that you've become one of those guys like kids these days? What's wrong with them?
Oh, I am that guy.
You're totally that guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally that guy. No, that's all over the book. I give that speech all the time.
Yeah.
I don't send my kids to their rooms. There's too much stuff in their rooms. There's plasma televisions, PlayStations. We go to their rooms when they do something wrong. You stay down here where the books are. We're going up there.
Speaking of kids, you actually write about yourself as a kid. You write about your background, which I find interesting. You grew up near Boston.
Yes, in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Love W-U-S-T-A, as we pronounce it.
Here's the thing. I mean, I imagine my experience is that most comedians, anyway, had childhoods. They were shy. They were a little lonely. They found out that being funny could maybe get them some friends. They went that way. That wasn't really your...
Really? You think most comedians are...
Yeah, that's been my experience.
I thought most of us, at some level, were repressed by religious figures in an organized religion.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, every guy I know, Chris Rock, John Stewart, John Stewart was in Hebrew school. I was in Catholic school. It's basically the same idea. Don't laugh at any of this. That's what they would tell you.
Right.
And it was the word. That's why I love organized religion, because they always want you to not laugh. And in the back of the room, we're all going,
really?
You know? And then they break out the rules, and you go, well, why are there these rules? We should try all this stuff. You know what I mean? So that was my problem, you know?
Yeah, okay.
If they had used reverse psychology, I wouldn't be here now.
Yeah, Dennis, do anything you want. It's cool. It's fine.
I'd be a priest.
One of the things I ended up really liking about your book were the characters of your parents. Not real characters, but real people.
Real people.
I know. Really interesting. And I loved how they encouraged you to be all that you could be within limits.
Well, my parents were Irish immigrants that came from actually adjoining farms in Killarney. And now it's one big farm. But anyways, they came to New York and settled in Worcester, Massachusetts. And at that time, when I was a kid, President Kennedy was the president of the United States. And I went to school one day, and one of the nuns gave a speech about, if you're born in the United States, you can become the president. Anybody can be the president as long as you're born here. So I went home, and I said, Dad, sister, you know, blah, 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 said that, you know, anybody that's born in the United States could be the president. And he said, that's true. And I said, does that mean that I could be the president? And he goes, hell no. What are you? Are you nuts? So it was a major blow to me at the time. And then I realized as I got older that he was trying to explain to me that you could be almost anything.
Almost anything.
But president was a little bit out of reach.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a self-esteem thing that was true, because I couldn't have been the president. First of all, I didn't pay attention in school at all, which didn't help, you know, at all. No. I really I just chopped my own feet off in the presidential race.
Right. So, because the current...
But you wouldn't want me as president. I can love these people who say, you know, I like Sarah Palin because she's so much like us. I don't want somebody like us running the country, okay? All right, I really don't. You know? I think most of us suck, and I'm one of those people that sucks. I want somebody really smart running the country, all right?
Well, Dennis Leary, we're delighted to have you with us. We have invited you here this week to play a game we are calling...
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
The generation of men and women now running the world were shaped by more than anything the TV show Sesame Street. I'm sure you watched it as a kid.
Or no.
No, you're too old. That's
I'm
the thing.
Too old.
You're too old. That's why you're so bitter and mean, because you didn't have... You haven't read the book. You didn't have the wonderful, charming educational lessons of Sesame Street.
No, I had the Three Stooges.
There you go.
Yeah. Look what happened.
So we're going to ask you three questions about that landmark kids show taken from the new authoritative history of Sesame Street called Street Gang by Michael Davis.
Okay.
Get two of these questions right, you win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle, on their home answering machine, singing his theme song, It's Not Easy Being Avuncular. Carl, who is Dennis Leary playing for?
Dennis is playing for Edith Lees from Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. First question is, I'm sure you remember, or maybe you don't. Sesame Street was known for introducing kids to real-world concepts in a gentle way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the notable early examples was an episode in which one of these things happened. Was it A, Mr. Hooper's grocery store was vandalized? B, folk singer Buffy St. Marie breastfed her baby right in front of Big Bird? Or C, special guest star Elizabeth Taylor explained to Grover why she had had four different husbands? One of them is true.
I'm going to say A.
You're going to say A, Mr. Hooper's grocery store was vandalized?
I'm going with A.
You're going to go with A?
Yeah.
It was Buffy St. Marie.
I can't believe
yeah.
it. Really?
She really was. She was actually she was a guest in the show for the first five seasons, and
really?
They went through her pregnancy and the birth of her baby, off screen, I hope, and her baby's son, whose real name, Dakota Starblanket Wolfchild, eventually got hungry. And so she breastfed him on camera, and Big Bird asked about it, and eventually came to the decision, said, quote, you know, that's nice, said Big Bird.
I can't believe Buffy St. Marie breastfed her.
It's true.
I can't believe Big Bird was okay with it.
Then again, I guess.
Yeah.
His mom was regurgitating food back into his mouth.
Yeah.
Takes all types.
See, breastfeeding looks kind of normal.
Yeah, compared to your mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your next question. The show, of course, was for kids, but produced, of course, by adults who off-camera acted like adults. At one of the season rap parties, the puppeteers introduced what new character just for their own entertainment? Was it A, Allie the alcoholic, B, Big Butt, or C, the Nookie Monster?
Oh.
I really got screwed on this quiz.
Yeah.
You should have come on last week. We did Irish Catholicism.
Did you really?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to gauge against the Buffy thing.
The Buffy thing.
Right.
So I got the Alky.
So, you know, it's a rap party. You know what they're like. You're swinging around. They got a puppet.
Well, the rap party makes me think they'd go right to the Nookie Monster.
So, Nookie.
I'm going with Nookie.
You're right. Nookie Monster.
Hey! Not like that.
Well done, sir.
All right.
You can imagine the sort of things that Nookie Monster said at that rap party. All right, it all comes down
to
this.
Do we have a tape of that?
No, yeah. I win.
Okay. So I got one left.
You got one left. You get this one right, you win.
Okay.
All right, last question. Many foreign television companies bought the rights to show the series in their own countries, but the head of children's programming for the BBC back in the late 60s turned it down. Why? Was it because, A, she thought the way the show insisted on right answers to questions was, quote, authoritarian indoctrination? Was it B, she noted that many of the Muppets were naked and therefore immodest? Or C, she felt that it was another attempt to create American cultural dominance of the English-speaking world?
Wow, so, this is really high stakes.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Get this. It's win or go home.
Yeah.
So, okay, I am going to go with the nudity.
You're going to go with the nudity. She's like, the Muppets were naked. She's like, this is... they don't...
Wait. They don't know either.
They have a strong feeling about it. I don't know that they know. I can tell how they
feel. They have a really strong feeling about it.
No, don't throw those things at him.
You guys don't like the immodest idea?
No, they don't like it. They don't like it.
Okay. Let me float another one.
Just spitballing here.
What do you think of the authoritarian...
They like that. They like that. They're very suspicious of authority. Yeah.
Yes?
What would you...
All right. You want C, then. Is that what you want?
All right, I'm going with you. We will sink or swim together. I'm going with C.
I applaud your solidarity, but you're all wrong.
Oh my God!
It was A. It was A.
Oh.
Authoritarian. She thought it was authoritarian the way they answered the questions correctly. You know this, Mom?
No, yes.
You know what? Yeah. Let's boo them until they give us the right answer that we want.
That's awfully authoritarian of you.
I know it really is.
I'm sorry.
Really sorry.
I know we. Hey, at least we're together, right?
Yeah.
We have a bond.
You would have been wrong without them.
Carl, how did Dennis Leary do in our quiz?
Well, Dennis needed two correct answers to win for Edith Lees, but he had just one.
Oh.
I think, wait a minute, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I got one wrong.
Yeah.
And then we all got one wrong.
That's true. Collective guilt, it all went. Dennis Leary is a comedian and the star and co-creator of Rescue Me on the FX Network. He's also the author of the new book, Why We Suck. Dennis Leary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. Well done.